Well, hey, welcome to the podcast today. We're Jason and Tony, and this is In Case You Missed It. Well, you didn't miss a lot today. I'm just going to be real honest
with you.
Yes,
you did.
If you're listening to this right now, you're just listening out of the goodness of your heart.
It was a morning chock full of laughter.
We talked about a guy, he can't get the license plate he wants. His last name is Osman. It's not spelled that way, though. A guy in Melville, Saskatchewan, Canada.
In Canada, eh?
His name is Dave Osman.
Osman, eh?
And he's upset because he tried to get his last name on a license plate, and the government said no.
Are you sure this is how you say that?
Yeah, Osman. I'm positive that's how we're saying it.
Okay. Yeah, we'll say that. Osman guy here.
It's spelled A-S-S-M-A-N, Osman.
Yeah.
Right?
Surely.
But for some reason, he can't get Osman put on his license plate.
I wonder why.
The government was like, you can't put that on there. And he's like, why? It's Osman. What do you think it is, government?
Duh, it says that. Osman.
I don't think that's right.
That's Mr. Miss Osman's boy.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody knows him.
It's just his last name. What's wrong with putting Osman on there?
Them Osmans are good people.
We learned that bees can do math.
They can't either.
Well, I know bees are smart. I've read a lot about bees, and I want to get me some honeybees. And so I know they're smart. There's a whole hierarchy within the hive. I mean, they're really interesting insects, but
I've never sat and watched bees that closely.
Well, I haven't sat and watched. I read about them.
See, now I've got that good Netflix that allows me to not sit and watch bees.
I mean, I know bees aren't, you know, guitar amps, but they're still pretty cool.
No, those videos are cool.
Yeah, there's a team of researchers from Australia and France, and they have shown that bees can perform simple arithmetic.
No way.
Yes, there are. They have found that bees can do math. So, like, there's math bees. Isn't that cool?
No, there ain't.
Yeah,
there's spelling bees, but there ain't no math bees.
Be careful what you name your kids, because what you name them is what they'll turn out to be.
Yep.
A guy named Outlaw got arrested. I mean, duh, right? Your name's Outlaw.
His name was Outlaw.
So, you name your kid Outlaw, you're just putting it out there, get arrested.
Well, I know, but he shouldn't have been arrested because his name was Outlaw.
One, because he's already an outlaw?
Well, he's Outlaw. The cops should have said, right, we can't arrest this one. His name's Outlaw.
Outlaw has at least four robbery arrests under his outlaw name.
Well, it's like if you name a kid Base, then he's going to own freeze tag the game.
Because he's always on base.
Right. You wouldn't be able to tag Base because his name's Base.
Right.
So,
what if he played baseball?
Then Base could play baseball while being on a base.
Base. And then he could play base.
Ah.
So his name's Base, on base, playing baseball, playing base. Wow.
That's intense right there.
I'm a firm believer that you do have to watch what you name your kids. Name your kid Outlaw, arrested. Mm. If you have a little girl, I wouldn't name her Candy or Kitty or anything like that, because they're guaranteed to be a stripper, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
you don't ever hear many Mildred strippers.
Yeah, please welcome to the stage, Mildred. If you're not going to be able to get your woman something for Valentine's Day but still want to look good, here's an incredible service for you.
It's all for you.
Valentine's Day and you're broke, but you still want to impress that special someone. Your wife has been hinting that she wants diamond earrings. Well, the professionals at Good Intentions will personally call your wife, stating that there's been a terrible mix-up and the expensive diamond earrings you bought her were lost in the mail. They'll even offer to email her a fake receipt. She'll think you spent a fortune and you come out looking like a champ. Save hundreds, even thousands, and get off the hook this Valentine's Day. Call Good Intentions today.
There's lots of Valentine cards out there. Be sure to read them all, because you don't want to end up getting one of the rejected ones.
And now, Rejected Valentine's cards from Tony.
Maybe you were born with it. Maybe it was pepper spray.
Stay tuned for more Rejected Valentine's from Tony.
Tony brought you a brand new word of the day today.
The Grand Ole Opry wants it.
That's
word of the day.
Yeah, just two days in a row now that you've screwed up the word of the day.
All right, go ahead. Word of the day.
Word of the day. All right, you ready now? Mm-hmm. All right, word of the day.
And now to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Sewer, stewer, wooer. A sewer, stewer, wooer. It's what you call Ric Flair making vegetable beef soup at a water treatment facility. A sewer, stewer, wooer.
That's Tony's word of the day.
The best country lyric that's never been written.
The Opry wants this one.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
You've probably had too much Jim Beam. If the side of the bottle says Listerine.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. Heard the Grand Ole Opry was this one. A UPS driver in North Carolina, he saved an elderly man's life on Tuesday.
Wow.
And it's such a great story. He talked to UPS driver. It's a great story, but he told the local news how it went down, and I can't say it any better than he did.
Well, we do develop friendships with people. He always greets us on the back porch, you know, with a smile and a hi, and he knew my name. So I started beating on the door, hollering his name, calling the house again. I tried the door, and it was unlocked, so I opened the door and stuck my head in, and that's when I saw him laying in the floor.
Oh.
I just wish I could have found him Friday, but a close friend of mine said it just was not in God's will to find him Friday, that God's got a plan for everything, and It was his plan for me to find him yesterday.
Amen.
A lot of these people that we deliver, especially in these rural areas, us, the FedEx man and the mailman, might be the only people they see during the week.
Aww.
So I told them, if you realize and get a gut feeling that something is wrong, you know, check it out, because it probably is.
What a great story, kind of heartbreaking, too, that right. A lot of these senior citizens, we've got a lot in rural areas, and to think that the FedEx, mailman, UPS guys,
the only people they may see.
Man.
So we do. We need to knock on our neighbor's door more.
It wouldn't hurt every now and then to go check on somebody. Wow. What a cool story from him and saving his life. To that UPS driver, dude, you are
real good.
Well, that's it for the podcast today.
Opry will want that one.
Opry be playing this one on loop.
They'll be wanting this.
Daggum Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah. It's grand.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. This has been In Case You Missed It. Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.